Hello everybody, this is your girl Shawana. I hope everyone's had a happy Saturday and having a happy Saturday night right now. I'm still excited by doing this, my exit movement, letting go and let God take control. Still excited by doing this podcasting thing. I pray anytime I come on here and say some words, I pray that whatever I say helps somebody, because all I am is just speaking my truth. And like I said, I'm going to keep doing this till God tell me not to. Because we're all going through a lot of things right now with this pandemic, with this coronavirus. And sometimes you just got to say some encouraging words to lift people up, to get them through. So again, I hope everyone's having a happy Saturday. And I just want to reflect and talk about myself. The reason why I start doing this podcast. I've done almost 40 podcasts right now. I started last year. And I went through a lot of stuff. And last year was my breakthrough. It was my exodus, where I finally let go of all the hurts and pains that I was going through and let God take control. And He led me to start doing this, talking about it. And talking about things that happened in my life and things that's going on today. And just talking about how He brought me through and things that are going on today that, you know, we could help each other get through. So my subject that I'm talking about today will be, well, I'm trying not to cry, but it's going to be saying hello to the brand new me. And that's actually a verse from the song My Exodus, because I had to say goodbye to the old me, and now I'm saying hello to the brand new me. So that's what I'm going to talk about, just for these little snippets. I started this podcast last year, well, actually 2018, maybe. I can't keep up, but I started it because I was going through so much. I had been homeless. I had lost my house. I had definitely left my kids. I left them a video saying that they were better off without me. And I was in a mental state where I wanted to commit suicide. I wanted to leave this earth because I felt like I was a failure. I felt like that I just did nothing but bring my kids down. And I was a disappointment to my parents or whatnot. And, you know, people didn't know that I was going through that. People didn't know that I was in that state of mind. And the reason why I was in that state of mind, because I hadn't got healed from being raped in 1999. I was raped in front of my oldest son. He was 1 year old at the time. And I was living in Riverwood Apartments. And I had came home from the hospital because my mother had thyroid cancer at the time. And they had just had surgery on her that day to remove the cancer. And we had been at the hospital since 5 o'clock that morning. And I came home to feed my son, to give him a bath. And I ate and take a bath, and we're going to go back up there. Because when we left, she had came out of surgery and they had her in recovery. The doctor said she was doing good. And I thank God for that. So I came home. And my dad called and said, okay, they're getting ready to put in a room. And my kid's auntie boyfriend came knocking on the door asking, have I seen her? I said, no, I hadn't been at home. I've been at the hospital all day with my mother. So when my dad called and was telling me that they was moving my mother to the room, you know, I had to shut the door. He kicked the door in. He was like, who you on the phone with? And he just came in and just grabbed the phone, hit me with the phone, and just started beating me. And my baby was standing right there hollering and screaming. And he picked my child up and threw him against the wall. And he kept hitting me. And I was trying to fight. But I couldn't fight. I was trying to get to my son. But he kept hitting me. Kept hitting me. And then he ripped my clothes off. My shirt. Ripped off my pants, and he kept hitting me in my face while he hit me. Why you raped me? And my son right there. And my neighbor came. He heard me hollering, screaming. So my neighbor ran in. He ran out the back door. My neighbor started shooting at him. And they caught him at the place of work where he ran to his job. And so I held on to that. And so they called the police and stuff. And my dad came. And I couldn't tell my dad what happened. You know, he saw me beat up and stuff. And he was like, and I told him, I said, he tried to rape me. You know, and I couldn't tell him. And then I got there to the hospital with my mama. I couldn't tell her that either because, hell, she just said got out of surgery fighting to get thyroid cancer removed from her thyroid. And it was a chance that she may talk no more. So I held that for that long time. I never told my parents what happened until last year that I was actually raped. I didn't tell anybody. Went to the hospital, you know, they did a rape kit. Went to the police station, you know. They called him, had him in jail. But he bonded out and turned around and raped somebody else. His own family member. And he went back to jail. But I was damaged. Because I couldn't fathom in my head, what did I ever do to this man? I barely knew him because he was dating my kids, ain't he? Why would he do something like that to me? My whole world was gone. And the fact that he did it in front of my son. And I thank God today he don't remember it. But I felt like I couldn't protect him. So I went down in a spiral depression. And people didn't even know it. I hid it so well. It was times that I would wake up and didn't even wish I was even in the world. I tried to commit suicide 3 times. I slit my wrist. I took overdose of pills. Even tried to drive myself off the bridge. Because I couldn't deal with the hurt and pain that I had gotten. I couldn't even deal with being with a man. I couldn't trust nobody. I wouldn't even let my kids come outside. I used to sleep with the lights on. I just started sleeping with the lights out last year. That's how bad it was. From 1999 until last year, I slept with the lights on in my bedroom. Because I was still holding on to that, scared. You know. But the revelation came to me when I tried to leave my kids and I saw the hurt and pain that I had did to them. I had to get myself some help. I never did tell them that I was raped. Everything came out spilling up. It blew up like a volcano. And I had to get some help. I had to get some help. And I did. I had to face that tragedy. Because I had it hid it for so long. And had it bottled up. Dealing with it. And when I was supposed to get help for it, when it happened, I chose not to. I decided, okay, I got to suck it up. And try to take care of these children. I ain't got time to be going talk to no psychiatrist because I got to try to make a living because I'm a single mother. I got to push on. I had the mentality that this isn't supposed to happen to me because I was strong and independent and smart. I ain't no statistic. I would see and hear about this happen to other people, but this shouldn't have happened to me. So I couldn't grasp that I wasn't exempt from nothing. I had to learn that I wasn't exempt. But it didn't register because I felt ashamed. I felt dirty. I felt all of that. My best friends didn't even know this happened to me. My cousin, nobody, because I had lied. And I went all these years with all that inside of me. Depression. I used to wake up, didn't even want to, I lost jobs because I would call into work and say I'm sick. But yeah, I was sick mentally. I was depressed, contemplating suicide every day, trying to figure out how I'm going to take myself out this world. Cutting my wrist didn't work. Trying to drive the bridge didn't work. Overdose didn't work. So I was trying to figure out what else, what can I do? What can I do to just disappear? And that's sad. You hear about this type of stuff on TV. You hear other people go through it. But you never think in a million years that you'll be one of those people that went through that. And I was. I stopped going places. I would go to work, come home, stay up in the house. Wouldn't even let my kids play outside in New York because I was so paranoid. Didn't trust dating nobody. You know, didn't want to be around nobody. And people thought that I was acting funny, but they just didn't know that this had happened to me. And I was paranoid and secluded because of that. And then when I did start talking about what happened, I told my cousin, and he's like, I always wonder why you changed. Because the light in you went dark. You weren't the same. You used to like to go places, you used to smile and have fun, but you stopped being that way. And I always wondered why. And I told him that was why. I told my brother. It crushed him. Because he felt like he couldn't protect me. But he wasn't here. There's nothing he could do about it. You know, there's nothing nobody could do. And I had to realize that it wasn't my fault. I couldn't control what other people do. And it wasn't my fault. This was a sick person. He was sick. And that's why I can say that I'm saying a hello to the brand new me, because I've let go all of that hurt and pain. I've been through a whole lot, and I thank God that he kept me here when I try to take myself out. And every time I can hear that voice saying, it's not your time. It's not your time. You got more for to do. You just got to let it go. And I finally let it go. And hearing that song, my exodus, it was speaking through me, speaking to my soul, because then I realized I had a hole in my soul, because I had got unanchored with God. I had let go of my relationship with God, because I was angry. I'm not going to lie, I was angry. I was like, Lord, why would you let this happen to me? Why? If you love me, why would you do this to me? Why would you let somebody harm me like that? I was angry. I was. I had lost my faith. All of that. But I thank God he brought me back and got me back anchored into him. And that's why I'm doing these podcasts now. I speak my truth. I'm not ashamed to speak about anything that I have been through or I have done. You know. And everything I did at the time, I thought I was doing for the best interest of taking care of my kids or helping my family or helping people. But the whole time, I wasn't. I was making so many bad decisions. I got evicted twice because I was in that mental state of being depressed and suicide. And I would be good. I have a good job. I'll be working, doing good. Then all of a sudden, here we go. I didn't want to get up out of bed. I didn't want to deal with this. It was always somebody else's fault. But what it was, that it was me, because I hadn't dealt with what had happened to me. And I always blamed everybody else for what was going on with me instead of facing the tragedy that helped me, that happened to me, and deal with it. I made excuses for everything. I lied. I lied because I couldn't face what happened to me. And I finally had to let it go and face my fears and face that tragedy. I had to face it. And that's what I'm saying. If you're going through something, if something has happened to you, you got to face it. Because if you don't, it will eat you up and it will kill you. Because it almost killed me. It changed me forever. It did. It changed me. It made me bitter at one point. It made me suicidal. It made me depressed. I was angry all the time. I hate. And I never was that type of person. And I had to get back to who I was. Because I was never the type of person to hate anybody. Because I always loved and did for people. And when I was out there doing stuff for people, people still didn't have a clue that I was going through all this. They didn't have a clue. They think that I was just A-okay. Because I played that role and I covered it up so well. And I know a lot of people out there has been through what I've been through. And you cover it up. You play that role like you're strong and nothing's wrong. To satisfy other people. But at the end of the day, your insides are just crushed and you are miserable. And that's how I was, walking around like a ticking time bomb until I finally exploded. And when I exploded, I hit rock bottom. Didn't have a pot to piss in and went to thrive. I was homeless. I was jobless. Didn't have a car. Didn't even know how I was going to make it. But the Lord brought me back. And I thank him. And here I am today doing a podcast. I have a good job. I have an apartment. I can say he brought me back. I'm back anchored in the Lord and back doing the things that I was doing of helping people and pretty much getting back to myself because I had lost myself. And what my mama told me, which really stung me, that really got me to open my eyes. She said, you're not the person that you used to be. She said, you used to love to go to work. You used to love to go places. You had a smile all the time. What happened to it? You let that man take power over you. And I'm not talking about physical power. When he raped you, I'm talking about he took your mind. He took your soul. You let him take that. And she said, it's time for you to let it. It's time for you to get it back. And she was right, I did. Because I was living in that misery all these years. And he went to jail, got out of jail, and was walking around like ain't nothing happened. Didn't have a care in the world, didn't have no regrets. And I was sitting here miserable, trying to take myself out and going through all this bull crap. For what? Hurting my children, hurting myself and my family. For what? And that's what you have to, I had to realize that. And I say, those that are out there that have been sexually assaulted, don't let them take that power away from you. I had to learn the hard way because that's what I did. And don't believe that it is your fault because it's not. You can't control what somebody's sick mind or sickness does. But you have to trust God. And I know it's easier said than done because I've been through it. And it was hard for me to understand. Because I was angry at God. But then I had to get on my knees and when I hit rock bottom, I had to ask him to forgive me. And I had to tell him what was going on with me. And I had to be honest with him. And I had to ask him to pull me up out this gutter. that I put myself in. Because he didn't put me there. I put myself there. He let me fall down until I cried out to ask for his help. That's what he did. And it took me a long time to ask. And I asked him to heal me. Me mentally, physically, and spiritually. And that's what he's been doing. He's been doing that. Because I ain't the same person I was last year. And the year before that. I'm way stronger and I'm better. I am. And I can talk about what happened to me now. Because there was a point when I couldn't say nothing about it. I didn't want to talk about it. I would be angry and mad. I don't want to talk about it. But now I don't have a problem. That's how strong he has made me. I can talk about it. And I can talk about it. And talk to somebody to help them get through if they've been through the same situation. Because nobody knows how it feels when someone violates you in that manner. They just don't violate you physically. They violate your mind and your soul too. They tear you apart. They tear you apart when they do that. And it takes God to put you back together. But when he puts you back together, you ain't going to be in the same pieces that you were. You're going to be new. And that's why I say, I can say hello to the brand new me. Because I ain't the same person I was. I'm different. And people don't understand that. Some people saying, oh, you act funny. You don't come around. You don't do this and do that. Because I'm on a whole different level now. A whole different journey. A whole different journey. A journey that God got me on doing his will. And that's what I'm doing. I've been sitting here and I was been listening to a little gospel music. And a Kirk Franklin song came on, Smile. You look so much better when you smile. Because there was a time that I wasn't smiling at all. I had lost my smile. I was always angry. And that hit me because I started crying. I said, thank you, Lord, for letting me smile again. Then, here go my Exodus came on. I said, thank you, Lord, for delivering me from my old self. You know, I just thank him for so much. And right now, as we're going through this pandemic, I still got a roof over my head. My bills are paid. I haven't worked since March 16th. But yet he has still blessed me to pay my bills. And I thank him for that. And I ain't depressed. I'm not stressed out. I'm good. Because I know he gonna make a way. Because he has brought me out of the darkness and out of the gutter. And I thank him for that. And that's why I want to tell anybody, whatever you have gone through, whatever tragedy that has happened to you, sexual assault, domestic, anything, death, violence, whatever, just know God is there. And it's okay to be angry when you go through something like that. And just let God know. Because that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to tell him how we feel. And he wants to help us get through it. But we have to let him do it. And for so many years, I wouldn't let him help me. And he let me fall down. Until I couldn't do anything else no more but cry out to him. And that's what I did. And I thank him. I thank him. I have a better relationship with my children now. I have a better relationship with my parents. I thank him. I'm not the same person. I've opened myself up to be better. Not to be angry, not to be judgmental anymore. Just to have a humble heart. To be more friendly, to smile more. I told my kids, I said, well, now y'all grown. I'm finna start traveling. I was scared to travel and go places. But I'm finna start traveling. I'm finna start branching out in different adventures, doing things. that I have never done before because I was too scared to. Stepping out of the box, as they would say. Opening up my mind to new things. So that's what I'm doing. And I thank God for that. So I can celebrate my brand new me. Saying hello to the brand new me. And it's a work in progress. I'm not going to sit here and say that it's easy. When you go through something like that, that it's easy. Because it's not. It's going to take a minute. Because I still fall short. I still have my shortcomings. I still got to pray every day and ask God to forgive me and help me. Because some things might come out of my mouth that shouldn't at times still. I might still have actions that I shouldn't be doing still. So I'm a work in progress. But I thank God that He still kept me here to be a work in progress. I do. So anybody out there, I hope my little words that I've said tonight can help somebody. But this is the reason why I start doing a podcast, because of the things that happened to me in my past. Being sexually assaulted, being raped, was a very tragic thing in my life. Changed me forever. And I held on to that hurt and pain for so many years that it spilled over into affecting my children, affecting my parents. And what really gave me the wake-up call when my own son was contemplating suicide and wanted to take his life. And that was the wake-up call for me, that I needed to get help because I had spilled up my toxic things over to him. And that's what woke me up. But he's doing better, thank God, and I'm doing better. So that's why I do this podcast, because you never know the things that you do. You don't realize that it spills over to your children. Your actions, things that you say, it spills over to them if you don't pay attention. And cause them to act out. And cause them to make bad decisions and treat people a certain way. Because they see what you're doing and how you're acting. And that's what happened with my kids. They saw how I acted. They saw the things that I was doing that I couldn't recognize my own self. And to be honest, my kids saved me as well, because they were grown enough, but they were just children at times and teenagers, but they were grown enough in their mind to tell me the things that I was doing. And a lot of times I didn't want to hear it. I would argue with them. I would cuss them out. Y'all don't know what y'all talking about, blah, blah, this. But actually they did. They was trying to help me. And I thank you for that. But like I said, the wake-up call was when my son was going down that same road that I went down. And I had to stop it. And I had to stop myself. So again, y'all, I just want to talk for little snippets. This is why I start doing this podcast and sharing my truth. Hopefully I can help somebody because of what I went through. And I don't want anybody else to go down that same road. And if someone is going through something like this, seek help. Professional help. Talk to God. Talk to your pastor or anybody that you feel comfortable with that you can talk to and that can help you. Because too many people have lost their lives because they didn't seek help. Going through tragedies like this. A lot of women have committed suicide for being raped. So, I hope everyone is having a happy Saturday. And again, I am celebrating the brand new me. I'm saying hello to the brand new me. And I like me. The new me right now. I like her. I didn't like the old one. Because that wasn't me. I like who Shawana Mitchell is right now. And I pray that God continue to keep her. So y'all have a happy Saturday night. God bless everyone. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.